gracefully. How I long for one dance. Won't you dance with me? How I long for one dance. Pretty dancing girl. My heart all a whirl, pretty dancing girl. Sends my heart all a whirl, pretty dancing girl. Gracefully, how I long for one dance. Won't you dance with me? How I long for one dance, pretty dancing girl.
All right, and with that, we say Vito Mi Voz, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now, the March 2017 edition. Dennis Swatek here with you once again. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I do appreciate it. Kicked off the show there with the Edna Polka Boys out of El Campo, featuring my mentor, Papa Joe Zetka, on vocals, of course, doing Pretty Dancing Girls. There's Stave Mami La, Rise My Darling. And here we are in March. I want to apologize right off the bat for my voice. Beautiful spring weather lately, and spent the whole day yesterday out working in the yard and mowing the grass and everything, and just all that grass, and still got a little bit of, you know, residual leaves and stuff that all got churned up and pulverized and turned into dust, and just all kind of settled in my allergies, so kind of sniffling a little bit. My throat's just a little bit raw, but we will get through the show, no problem. Anyway, like I said, thank you all for stopping by. Just got back from West Texas, spring break. Had a fantastic, oh man, what a great time. I love it out there. Been out there a couple times. Drove out to Van Horn, way out in West Texas. And spent a couple days out there. Went out to Guadalupe Peak. Actually climbed Guadalupe Peak, the tallest spot in Texas. It's the top of Texas, 8,751 feet. And it's over 3,000 feet from the bottom of the peak to the top, one way. So 3,000 feet up, 3,000 feet down. Took me about 10 hours to do it. It's 4 days later. My legs are still sore, but I did it. You know, it's one thing I'll always be able to say. I conquered the peak, and I'm never doing it again, because it was murder. It was brutal. But anyway, had a great time out there. Then we swung down and spent a day in Alpine. Beautiful. What a great town. Never actually been through there, but it's the first time we ever stopped there. And what a great little town. I could definitely spend 3 or 4 days just in Alpine. Lots of cool bars, great restaurants. You know, you're close to Big Bend. All kinds of cool stuff to do down there. So definitely we'll be heading back down there in the future at some point. I got so much stuff to talk about on this show, but I'm going to spread that out and play some music, dang it. And this month, I'm going to kick off our album feature as we started doing. And this month, we're going to feature one of my all-time favorite albums and definitely an influential album for me. There are several songs that I've done arrangements for over the years off of this album, just because I've been so influenced by it and so many great cool songs on it. And it is by the Bill Moraz Orchestra out of Houston, Texas. Kind of weird, after a while they kind of started naming all their albums the same. Swing and Sway with the Bill Moraz Orchestra, and pretty much the only way you would tell them apart is by the album number. So this is album number 505, Swing and Sway. And it's a classic. Like I said, it's got a great sound. The performance is fantastic. But for me, the highlight is just really the song selection is off the chart. A lot of really, really great music on this album. So this month we are featuring the Bill Moraz Orchestra and their album Swing and Sway. So let's get on into it. Side number one. Here we go. Here we go with the Schneider Polka. We'll be right back.
tornado. That's my little penis. Ever seen a ripe tomato? And a tiny infant too. Got the cutest little wiggle and the cutest little nose. Incidentally, she's got plenty of the things I like the most. Ever seen a chili pepper? That's my little penis. Everybody's out to get her, so I got her, make her mine. She's a tiny lump of sugar and the sweetest on the coast. Incidentally, she's got plenty of the things I like the most. She likes tamales, bagels and pastrami, oysters and salami, lots of pizza pie. Oh, little peanuts, know how much I love you, know how much I want you, know how much I care. Got to get my little peanuts, take her to the chapel. Got to get my little peanuts, gotta have her for my own. What a very happy ending, everything is really swell. Gonna raise a basket full of little peanuts in the shell. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Wrapping up side one of our album feature for this month, for March 2017, we are featuring the Bill Mraz Orchestra and their album number 505, Swing and Sway. Let's go back and recap. Like I said, we did side one. Track number one was a Schneider Polka, which I did arrange before we did on our Back to Moravia album. Track number two, one of my all-time favorites, Behind the Blacksmith Shop, you know that. Track number three, the Peanuts Polka. Track number four, here called the Hangover the Hangover Waltz. I think it's actually called the Hanover Waltz. I've seen it on a couple of different northern recordings. They call it the Hanover. So I think somebody just had a typo. I see that a lot on these old record albums where somebody who's not a polka fan or, you know, whatever, is involved with typing up the album covers and stuff like that, and you know, it's got to be Hangover. They didn't mean Hanover, right? So that turned out to be the Hangover Waltz. Right after that, of course, I Got Some All By Myself Polka, and then we wrapped it up with one just called the Polish Waltz. So there we go, side one of the Bill Mraz album Swing and Sway, and we will do side two in the second hour of the show. But we are going to continue on now, and I want to send a huge, huge, I cannot emphasize how big enough, thank you to Mr. Don Peachy up in Wisconsin. A lot of you guys know Don Peachy runs a fantastic band. I've been a fan of his for many, many years. I've never had any of his music, just heard him on KMIL and radio stations like that. And anyway, about a month or so ago, I got a very nice email from Don, just out of the blue. Wanting to know if I would like some recordings, you know, to feature on the show. I'm like, let me think about it for a second. Yes. You know, so I said, sure, I would definitely take anything you want to send me. A couple weeks later, I completely forgot about it, got home. There was a box outside my front door. Six CDs. How just fantastically gracious is that? I would have been happy with just one CD. Seriously. But Don sent me six CDs. I cannot thank him enough. They're all fantastic. So we're going to feature some Don Peachy music throughout the show as well. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. His band is fantastic. I love their sound. And the sound on these CDs is just top-notch. So just high-quality music here. So we're going to do a nice little set here of three songs. By the Don Peachy Orchestra, and we'll feature some more of his music in the second hour. But right now, here's actually one of my favorite CDs he sent, is one called Early Hits and Bandstand Favorites. And that's kind of a collection of the early recordings he did. So we're going to kick it off with a very early recording by the Don Peachy Orchestra of the Red Raven Polka. We'll be right back.
with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go, swinging the red ribbon polka with the sweetheart that I love so.
Always a clown, a bear.
Oh, yeah. Nice little set there from Don Peachy and his orchestra. The Red Raven Polka right after that. A little dance music from an album called Funtastic, Foxtrots, and Other other Treasures, rather. A little fun time there called I Love Lily. And then a polka time one called Schnickel Fritz, and I really, really like that. That definitely has that old, especially with the vocals, that kind of a Bernie Roberts or a Cousin Fuzzy sound to it. Definitely, definitely that old school Wisconsin polka sound with the female vocals. That's a lot of fun. I'm sure that's kind of the effect they were going for on that one. But some great, great music there. Thank you once again to Don Peachy for sending me all those CDs, and I will be featuring some more of his music later on in the show. In the meantime, we're going to let the music roll on. I'll do a little Texas music here. Here's Donnie Wavra and the Highliners. Waltz time, one called A Beautiful Song.
Thank you. Die kommen um Erdarum. Die alten Kerl wanken, die wanken und die schwanken, und schon dran bist nur du, 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 du.
Du bist die Rose vom Wörthersee. Holy, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, nice long set there featuring some more new music. I'll get into that in a second. Let's go back and recap what we were listening to. We started off with Donnie Wahlberg and the Highlighters doing a beautiful song. Right after that, the Hub City Dutchman out of Yoakum. Of course, Yara Tansaru, I Love to Dance. Polka Time, Fritz Hottie and the Fabulous Six doing the Olive Tree Waltz. And then some more new music that I've gotten over the past couple of months. A nice collection from Hank Haller called Through the Years, Volume 2. Nice little German polka there, one called Du Bist Die Rose. And then a new CD from the Smiling Scandinavians out of Seattle, Washington. I actually have their first one that came out about 20 years ago called The Tom and Toby Show. And this is a new one called 20 Years by the Smiling Scandinavians, and they're a fun little band. That's called the, I'm going to murder this, the Metsä Kukkia Waltz. So, I mean, that almost sounds Greek. So I'm not sure what that means, but beautiful, beautiful accordion playing right there by the Smiling Scandinavians. And we're winding down our first hour. I've got so much stuff here on my little list to talk about. Talk about some of that stuff in the second hour, so... let's see, music time. Let's just roll on. Let's do some more music and we'll talk some more later. Nice little three song set here. Kicking off with the Czechaholics and what's normally called the Path to Moravia. They call it the Path to the Mine. Waltz time.
Zločená, štěra jsi.
Yeah, some polka music from right here in Taylor, Texas. The Debonairs doing Play Me a Polka right before that. The Incredible Music Masters out of the LaGrange area doing the Falling Leaves Waltz. And we kicked that little set off with the Czechaholics and the Path to the Mine Waltz. And with that, our first hour is just about up. But before we get out of here for the first hour, I want to send a huge, huge thank you. Been meaning to do this for the past couple of months, and I just keep drawing a blank, so I made sure I wrote it down this time. Mr. Harry Kirk down in Houston, one of our faithful listeners. Harry's been listening forever. And right before Christmas, just out of the blue, I got a very nice check from Harry, totally unsolicited, just a donation to help out with the show. You know, I do pay the show myself. I pay for the web fees and all that stuff and to run the website. And I've never, ever charged a penny for the show. Like I said, I never will. I've never understood people who go online and say, well, we need donations to keep this site going because of the traffic and la, 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 and all that stuff. I figure if you can't afford to do it yourself, don't do it. You know, I'm never going to come on here and beg you guys for money and say, well, you know, I'd love to keep doing it, but, you know, times are tight, la, la, la. You know, if I can't afford to do it, I just won't do it. But right now, and I've always, I've been able to, you know, it doesn't cost that much, $10 a month or something like that. I don't know what it works out to, but hey, you know, it's on me. Don't worry about it. I'm doing this for free just to spread this great music out to all you guys out there. But anyway, Harry sent me a very nice check. It was totally unnecessary. Harry, you did not need to do that. Certainly did not need to do that. But I do greatly appreciate it. I was, I'll be honest, I took my wife out and we had a very nice dinner. But thank you so much. And please don't do it again. I'm serious. I don't, you know, I'm good. I'm fine. You know, I do appreciate it. But again, it was totally unnecessary. But I did want to personally thank you for sending that. I do appreciate it very, very much. And having said that, we are going to end the first hour here with another new feature I'm going to start. Not every month, probably, just from time to time, though. And I was kind of going through my music library and came across this number. And this is a rare number. So it's going to kind of be like a history part of the show where we're going to look at some of the pioneers of Texas Czech polka and waltz music here and feature some really, really, really the beginnings, the pioneers, the old stuff off 78s and a lot of times scratchy 78s like this one. This is a band called the Julius Dietert Band. I know nothing at all about this band. I don't know where they're from. I would assume probably New Braunfels area, but San Antonio maybe. I have no clue. I really don't know where this band is from at all. And I've only heard two recordings from them. One is on that fantastic CD that I always promote. If you don't have it, go get it, because that's the beginnings of Texas, you know, Czech polka music. You know, it's not like the stuff you hear nowadays. A lot of it's more kind of big brass band type stuff. But that's where it all started. And it's put out by Arhuli Records. And it's called Texas Czech Bohemian Bands. 1929 and 1959, something like that. If you just Google it, you'll definitely come across it. Has a picture of Joe Patek Orchestra on the cover. But that's essential. If you want to know about the beginnings of Texas polka music, you have to have that CD. It's got the botches and I think some early Pateks. I mean, early Adolf Hofner. I can't even remember all the other bands that are on there. A lot of one-off bands that have disappeared. Like this band, the Julius Dietert Band. They've got one song on there. This is a totally different song that Thomas Dernan has a copy of, and it is the Haunted Garret Waltz. And I guarantee, like I say all the time with a lot of these songs, nowadays have been kind of homogenized, or people just take the trios or whatever and shorten them. You know, this is Haunted Garret Waltz, but you're not going to hardly recognize it because the majority of the song you've never heard before. You've only heard the little end part, the trio part with the vocals. So this is the full version of the Honey Garrett Waltz on an old Hummingbird 78 by an unknown band, the Julius Dietert Band. If anybody has any information about Julius Dietert Band, I would love. I'm sure probably George Kadelka does. I just need to get with him because he knows everything about every band that ever existed. But anyway, so we're going to wrap up the first hour with our little kind of history lesson. Look back at the pioneers of Czech polka music here in Texas. Here is the Julius Dietert Band and the Honey Garrett Waltz. We will see you back for hour number two shortly.
Thank you.